Hello everybody, welcome to another Madden stream. Thankfully, I've got my, my capture card working, which means one, I can stream at a higher quality, I'm pretty sure, you guys can hear the game, I just hope that it's all my streaming stuff is connected. And oh look, I just got I'm trying to work some stuff out with Restream. Oh crap, is my desktop on display here? Oh, whatever, it's stupid bot. Okay, I don't want that showing. Video capture device showing here. Oh crap! And I have the activate one not showing. I don't want that to. I need to go and check. Uncheck that. Alrighty. So I'm gonna continue.
Customize. Ultimate team. Face of the franchise.
The face of the franchise career mode that I started last night on Mixer. Something is going on with the stream, man. Oh boy. Okay, reconnecting successful. Oh man, this is not good. I'm being disconnected from the, I don't know if it's just Mixer or what, but in any case, I'm recording the video, so if it's all the streams, oh crap, I gotta log in, god damn it. Logging into Restream chat. Alright, now I'm good. Alright, what channels are connected? Because I'm kind of getting. Alright, Twitch is on. YouTube is on. Facebook. Or no, Periscope is kind of having issues. Facebook is on. And Mixer is having issues. So. I'll just upload the video to YouTube. I just want to make sure my actual mic is on. Alright, so let's continue this
thing. Face of the franchise. Entering face of the franchise screen, undefined. Start a new. Last played face of the franchise.
Got my OCR window up. Oh my goodness. Is that just Mixer? I should just record the dang video until I figure out. Alright, it's Twitch. Periscope is meh. Facebook's on. Mixer's at me just for. No, well, I'm not gonna worry about it. I'm just gonna turn off speech. We are going to enjoy.
Start a new last play face of the franchise.
And reload this. And there's some plane flying overhead. That mixer just gonna keep disconnecting and connecting, is it?
Funny how many eyes are on us right now, huh? Breaking us down, picking us apart. Every mistake amplified. But we got it though, right? At least I know I do.
Hey, I'm looking for your agent.
I don't have an agent.
Didn't have an agent. Les Moore, congratulations.
For what?
For getting an agent. Me. Boom.
I don't think. Have I met you before?
You're about to know me.
Quarterbacks, group four.
Looks like you're up to throw, kid. Go get him. Or should I say, go get him, client?
Okay.
No, I'm good, man. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw and
got
stuff.
A lot of people already. Full roster. Too full.
Down! 60 outlaw!
Combine. We are in the combine. Coaches are very interested in how you flow football. They don't know about you. If you draft early, if you do well, you're drafted early. If you do poorly, you might get be a lower pick. To start, scouts and coaches want to evaluate your accuracy on throws, the throws, or teach something. I'm getting constantly disconnect and disconnect from the mixer. F6, not sure what that means.
Go! AT Gator!
Catch the fall with both feet. Okay, so that was a fail. The first one was success for that buzz sound. That was
Get it!
Oh, that was success. Not wrong.
Ready to break. Hit it. Come
okay.
On, set. 10-2 saw. Step.
I think it's different buttons corresponding to you. So, it's all the time.
Set, 8-3. Put up.
All right.
2. Ready? Stick the oar. Big grip, big grip.
Alright. Go now. 7 years ago. Ready, set. Up, go. Oh, the ball was alright, so here I can hear the throw sound. Oh, damn, I missed it again. There we go.
Hit it. Here we go, get that. Set, ready, 10 Nova.
Damn it. Oh, come on, MDA, don't you dare. Please speak on me now. Three of six, okay. Draft stock trending up. Alright, so now we have to... Okay. Throw to the hot spot. Receivers must catch the ball with both feet inside the hot spot. Okay.
Ready. 50. Plant.
All right. Two out of six tries here. I think we can. If you hear that buzzing noise, means I got it wrong. So I think I'm doing all right.
Shoot.
See, I missed that one. I missed that one.
Down! 60 Pittsburgh! Let go!
Alright.
60 Outlaw! Let go!
man.
Alright, I think, I mean, I figured it out, but, I hope, I did fail a bit trying to figure that out, but I did get it eventually.
New York fans were very vocal about you this week on social media. How would you feel about playing for the Jets?
Let's see.
Well, I'm flattered by their interest. But
they need me,
I'd
be lucky.
They give me a chance, I'll be ready to work.
Totally understand.
I couldn't.
What do you feel is your biggest strength as an NFL quarterback? Well, I pride myself on my ability to get the job done. I'm able to focus and perform under pressure, and I think you guys saw that in the college playoff.
You definitely did.
What do you say?
You know what?
I'm
going to go ahead and
play in the NFL.
I'm going to go ahead and stop this stream.
Many of these critics ever played football?
It keeps connecting and disconnecting.
Honestly, I don't care what they say. It's all white noise to me. All that really matters is what those NFL teams think, guys.
Let's say this all doesn't work out for you. What's your plan B?
No plan B for me.
That's a great answer.
It's very smart. Thank you.
Bavarian chocolate cake. Nice twist. That's my client. Let it go to voicemail. Build some anticipation. But if you answer it, you'll show that the teams can count on you. So? Answer it.
Come on, stop the damn stream.
Hello?
Sorry, sir. We regret to.
Yeah.
What? What? What was?
You're not getting an invite to the draft. Which is a good thing. I mean, just ask Brady, right? Hey, how's this? I know a tailor, and he can make it feel like you're there. What's your vibe?
I don't really have a vibe. Should get like a suit?
Suit? Huh, ma'am?
Hey, what are we gonna be
like a man in a nice suit?
Him? Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Stamp of approval. First class stamp of approval for somebody who's not getting invited to the draft.
I don't even have a suit.
What are you looking forward to seeing tonight, Daniel Jeremiah? We waited forever last night for a running.
Oh boy, here's the moment of truth. Here's we'll be seeing what the draft pick will be.
Of wide receivers, corners, and safeties on this day too. The second night and second round will begin with the Arizona Cardinals on the clock.
Maybe.
You are definitely going in the third round. Third round is your round. This is the round you want to be drafted in, huh? Mm. I mean, no one good ever came out of the third round.
Russell Wilson came out of the third round.
Never heard of him.
Well, he won a Super Bowl, Les.
And so will you, as a fourth rounder. It's over. It's over.
It's only the sixth round.
Oh,
every
shit.
Representing.
Because I lost that freaking game. That first game.
Guess as long as I just get my 30%.
Yes, yes.
We're going to be Giants. Watch.
Did you say 30%?
Couldn't have done better at the combine.
You know, I didn't ask you to be my agent.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have been. I had people lining up wanting me to represent them.
No, you didn't, actually.
I figured out the combine.
I don't even know if you're accredited, man.
Not my fault of accessibility problems.
Put her on speaker.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, this is Bruce Arians, head coach out in Tampa Bay. We've had our eye on you for a while. We're making you the newest member.
Oh,
of
look
Buccaneers.
At that. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
We will be.
Who's that?
No one, don't worry about it. Thank you so much, sir. I'll be there. I'll be ready to go. Thank you. Oh, yes!
get some grilled cheese.
A quick curve, Captain.
Let's start at the top. The Buccaneers. Draft winners or draft losers?
I'll go first on this one. I gave it some thought.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to say winners.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not in love with some of their early picks.
I know, but I'm talking about a couple of their late rounders and one of them who is fascinating.
Mm. Shrays, you're talking about that quarterback,
I'm
huh?
I'm just saying, bingo.
Bingo! He's intriguing, for sure. I think a little coaching, a little patience, I think he could be a strong backup.
Ooh.
If he's in the right situation, the right system, he could compete for a starting gig.
Adams, he never saw the field in college. We're going to go on the field and start for an NFL team?
I know, it's just a hunch, I guess.
Like that.
All right. That's good.
Going hot.
So where are we headed? Oh, isn't it on the app? That you?
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything because I'm a professional. But for what it's worth, I think you are the guy that's going to turn things around here for our quarterback situation. You know, I played a little JUCO ball myself. That's cool, man. That's cool. Had the coach in here last week, and I was not impressed at all. I do a little JV coaching in my spare time, so I have a really good feel about the game. Should have told him one of my plays. He could have used it this Sunday. Actually, I haven't met him yet. It's Bruce Arians. Real cool dude. Wears one of those kangaroo hats. Real cool. By the way, you see the moves we made this offseason? DeSean Jackson, Humphreys walked. Good news, we still got Mikey Evans. 1,500 yards last year. And our tight end, O.J. Howard, he's a beast. You lean on those two guys, you're going to have a pretty good season. Now, if you can get past Jameis, I can see you becoming the guy here. Take the reins, put on a kangaroo hat, and tell Arians I said so.
Thanks. I'll pass it along. Not really sure how much they'll listen to me, though. I'm just the rookie.
Had Chris Pratt in here last week. Good-looking guy. But I think if he fights a raptor, the raptor's gonna win. That's just me. That's just me. I don't care how many names he calls me. In fact, I actually did some... I do some archaeology on the side. And I found a T-Rex bone in Missouri once. I think it was a T-Rex bone. I was like, look at... Whoa!
Sorry about that.
Actually, I think you just dropped me off right up here, man.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just right up front. Thank you.
I think I definitely eventually want to...
And in this city, if you need anything, if you need alpacas, if you need emus, any type
out.
Of livestock, home loan, or warranty, you call me.
You're the guy.
If you...
Try another career and see if I can't win that damn
I think we'll call.
First game. Semifinals.
This game... It's about legacy, kid. Achievement. Exceeding expectations. Your college accolades, they're in the past. Your draft status, just a number. But your legacy, you start building that today. It's about the way you interact with teammates, coaches, opponents. It's about fearlessness, week in, week out, overcoming the onslaught of the league's top defenders, demonstrating leadership in everything you do, from how you play to what you wear. It's about laying a strong foundation in your rookie season, becoming the quarterback I always knew you were. But first, right now, it's about winning the starting job. Good luck,
Hunter. Yeah, we're not preseason. First off, see if we can get them passing plays and see if my damn controller won't
entering
know.
Franchise has yeah,
start your week
do.
By installing your game plan.
Text from Jack Ford is selected. View message, head coach is selected.
Alright, so let's do some LCRing and read this message. Bruce Arians, we drafted you because we were intrigued by your talent, but you didn't play much in college and we honestly didn't know a lot about you. Are you good enough to play for this team? That's what this preseason is about, a choice. Is that the only choice? Oh, yes. Yeah, I guess it earns 300 XP. Gain 50 yards of total offense. That might be what that says.
Entering franchise hub screen, things to do. Start weekly train. Text from Jack Ford is selected.
Alright, what's this says?
Start week.
Text from Jack Ford is selected. They're letting you start a few games this preseason. Good for you. Is there any aspect of your game that I can help you with? Okay, is this Jack Ford guy's mentor?
Notification from achievements. Achievement unlocked 10. LOLTTY complete your first text message scenario. Go to the guide to open.
Okay, so let's see. And my choices are accuracy, scrambling, throwing deep. I'm good. So the first choice is accuracy, which we're on right now, I assume. Scrambling, throwing deep. I'm gonna go with throwing deep. Oh well, crap, I chose scrambling, I think. Improvising and scrambling out of the pocket is different at this level than it was in college. I want to work on that, ellipsis. Jack Ford says, right, you're going to see opportunities to scramble on deep roots and floods against man defense. Buy some time by spinning towards the sideline if you have room. Stop moving before passing node for improved accuracy, and remember to slide to avoid fumbles. Okay. That's sound advice for any quarterback, I suppose. Receive plus 3 to something. That's kind of OCR butchered.
Entering franchise hub screen, things
right,
to
now
do.
Now we're back to that TTS.
Play preseason game is start weekly training.
Start weekly training, start we're weekly gonna training. Sim that
Simulate
because
637 XP.
One, I don't really kind of have time for it. Two, the you know, it's a lot of 95% of it is OCRing, and yeah, it's annoying. You can do it, I've done it. I've done it in the beta, but Alright, are we done here?
Advance a week. Play preseason game is selected. Advance a week.
Play preseason game. Who are we against?
Entering team select screen, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the home team, are selected.
Alright, so it's we, Tampa Bay, we are away, home, it's Pittsburgh, okay.
Ready.
Let's, try this. I hope my quarter setting is, taken into effect here, because it is late. I put it down a bit. Put the quarter setting down a bit so they're shorter. Now, Jack Ford says that we're starting, or
hey,
is it just a quarter?
Hey, everybody, it's the
right?
Coach, and this is Madden 20 on EA Sports. We're just about set to get started, and this ought to be a good one between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. So with that, let's get you up to Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Standing by for the call, here are Brandon Godden and Charles Davis.
Right at the convergence of the three rivers on Art Rooney Drive, we welcome you to Heinz Field.
Whoa, glitch for the cloud there. What was up with that?
This was the scene just a few moments ago as the Pittsburgh faithful were fired up by the hometown Steelers taking the field. They're all set as they'll match up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Along with Charles Davis, I'm Brandon Gunn, and we finally made it through the winter, through the spring, now into the summer, and football finally back.
And during that time off, we all cherish our vacation time, but admit it, you're the same as me. When you were working out, when you were doing things, you thought about football, didn't you? And you couldn't wait to be back up here again.
All right, so we got a kick or what? So we sim, alright.
Come on, set! AT Gator!
Here we go, let's bring it! Let's go, let's bring it! Let's bring it!
Alright, let's see.
Get it!
This is Peyton Barber. He led them in rushing a season ago. The tackle there by Mark Barron.
That was a running
he didn't possess the eye discipline to be an elite linebacker, and what that means is his ability to read, react, and make a play. But on that one, he looked like one of those guys.
Andre Ellington, his first carry, and he is met in his tracks behind the line of scrimmage. He'll wind up losing three, and now it's third down.
And Cameron Hayward's ability to take on blocks, hold the point of attack, and get upfield serves him very, very well. What a nice play there.
Yeah, he can take on blocks because he's built like a block. On the ground, Ellington. It's a gain of five on the play, and it'll bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, baby, boom!
So it probably... get notice, score one touchdown, gain 50 yards of total offense. That's the goals. So, as a team, I think we did that, but as a player...
And Tampa Bay trots out there now. And the first drive, three and out. Second possession, see if they can get a little momentum.
And oftentimes that first drive is just a feeling out process. You have some plays that you've got called and you want to see how defense reacts. It may not go terrific on the first one. Now they're ready to go. They've kind of got a look at them, got a sense. Let's see if they open things up a little bit.
See if they open things up. Let's see what the defense does here, too, after a good stop.
They completed the screen on the perimeter, but boy, that was textbook defense. Exactly as you're taught to play against a wide receiver screen, and they snuffed it out for a loss of yardage.
Well, the first play of the drive lost four. Now they'll look to move it forward here on second and 14. Now Ellington. There to stop him, Terrell Edmonds.
Whenever we talk about the best strong safeties, one word constantly comes up, and that's instincts. Being able to diagnose run or pass and make the appropriate moves.
He crashed down hard there. He was ready for that running play. This is Ellington. Slipped one tackle, but no more as he's knocked to the deck behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of a yard, and it brings up fourth.
I gotta get some passing plays in here. Oh, Oh crap, I'm out of the game. They took me out of the freaking game. Oh no.
Partner, a great game that we got to see, yeah, making it extra special. Not only did I get four quarters with you in this one, I got some overtime, a little whipped cream on top.
Look at you, trying to make this whole thing palatable.
I just want you to pay for my meal later. Hey,
you really just wanted four quarters, what you
wanted.
We had that type of a game where we got us to overtime, and then we get the dramatic ending to finish things off as well. What a game.
So that'll do it for us. For Charles Davis and all our crew, I'm Brandon Gauden. You've been watching the NFL on EA Sports. The Steelers are winners as we say so long from Heinz Field.
They only put me in, the coach only put me in for a quarter.
Finish game.
Let's see.
Entering statistics screen, players team pit team TG player name Jay Winston, player name M. Rudolph, player name Jay Winston, QB rating 93.3, player name Jay Winston, player name M. Rudolph, player name P. Roethlisberger, QB rating 150, player name P. player name S. Player. QB rating 79.2. Completions 1.
One pass completion.
Attempts 1. Passing yards minus 4.
Negative, yeah, we lost yardage.
Completion percentage 100. Passing touchdowns 0.
Zero touchdowns.
Interception 0. AVG yards per attempt minus. Longest pass 0.
Yeah, so that was just all negative yardage. That sucks.
AB passing yards, my attempts 1, completions 1, QB rating 70, player name S. Player.
S. Player?
QB ratings, player name S. Player.
Superstar player. That's the, okay, so. So basically, the default name is superstar player, but I added apparently an R. SUPERSTARR space and then PLAYERE. I added an E, I guess. Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, you know, hoping that the TTS, you know, will actually improve in this mode so that we can actually enter an actual name.
Post game report. Finish game. Entering XP feedback screen, you have 2 options. You have 12 options. Fantasy goals is selected.
This stuff right here won't read, so 100% 6 downs played. 1041 total XP, 100% 6 downs played. Game bag goals negative, plus 741 XP, 24 XP. /0 completions. Well, yeah, I didn't meet any of those goals, unfortunately.
Entering.
Once you're
franchise
ready, go ahead and select advanced week to get to your next game.
View box scores, view message, head coach is selected.
Let's see what he has to say. Oh, I was hoping to see some downfield completions this week. Well, you know, blame it on the fact that play calling isn't totally accessible yet. So, you know, sorry, coach, you know. I was hoping to see some downfield completions this week, but you know what? It was your first NFL action, and I think it's something we can build on. Okay, and that's all he says.
Entering franchise hub screen things to do. Advance week. View box score is select advance week.
I'm gonna go advance
things
week.
To do, you have two options. Next week is selected. You have eight. Next week. You have eight options. Sim to regular season is selected.
Oh, we could sim to the next regular week. Season.
You have eight. Next week.
But there is eight options here, so. Jump ahead, sim to regular season. So there's eight options though. I think that's a glitch with this TTS.
You have eight options, sim to regular season, next week.
Next week. I'm gonna do one more game, I think, of this.
Start your week by installing your game plan.
Start weekly training. View message, head coach is selected.
Let's take a check his, Bruce's message. Ah, playing the entire first half this time around. Are you ready? You ready for week 2? You'll be playing the first half of the game, and I want you to build on what you did last week. Go out there and show me that you can play efficient football. Okay, we can do that. Well, hopefully. Let's, oh boy, finish the game with a passer rating of 19 of 95.0 plus by consequently completing passes, throwing touchdowns, and avoiding interceptions. Okay.
Entering franchise hub screen things to do.
The problem is that sometimes the suggested play is a run play. That's the issue with last week.
Advance week. Play. Start weekly training. Start weekly.
This.
Simulate 637 XP. Play preseason game is selected. Upgrade player.
Upgrade player, okay. Let's see.
This is the player card. Here you can see your strengths and weaknesses by looking at your archetype ratings.
Is this not...
Is your development trait. Superstar and Superstar X Factor players will progress faster over time. You can improve your development trait by being one of the top performers in the league at your position.
Okay.
This is the abilities tab. Here you can see what abilities you have and what effects they have in game. This is your player's zone ability. A superstar X Factor player gets in the zone when they play to their strengths and excel at their position.
You know, I don't have a superstar ability yet, so.
Field general, strong arm.
Strong arm.
Field general.
This is the... Can I switch tabs?
Overview. Ratings. Progression history.
Okay, so this doesn't read yet.
Abilities. You have 5 options. Undefined is selected. You have 5 options. Upgrade. Field General.
Alright, so we can upgrade
Strong Arm.
Let's upgrade Strong Arm. So, I mean, the Phenacetown Foundation is there for this to totally read everybody. I mean, that's pretty awesome. So, basically, soul power, I think, was increased. This is what that means.
View in-depth chart, goals, stats ampersand contract, view in-depth chart, goals. Entering my goals screen, game day goals, you have three options, score, 1 TD pass XP reward, AD is selected. Get noticed, score 1 TD XP reward, 133. 95 plus passer rating XP reward, 267. Score 1 TD pass XP reward, 80. Entering franchise hub screen, things to do. Play preseason game. In the zone ability slot unlocked is selected.
Wait, what? I'm actually a superstar.
You have five options. Undefined is selected.
Oh, in order to activate this freaking ability, I have to complete 30 in-air passes and don't take sacks. And then here's real NFL news and news ticker that I don't like.
You have five options.
Alright, I think I'm good there.
Entering franchise hub screen, things to do. Play preseason. Ability slot empty is selected.
Oh, come on, damn it. I thought I'd put
You have five options. Undefined. You have five options.
Yes, I would like to use that ability. Lofting Deadeye. Passers with this ability have perfect accuracy on all lob or touch passes. Now that I feel it.
Entering franchise hub screen, things to do. Advance week. Play preseason game is selected.
There we go. I might want to change that. I'm going to play one more game, everybody, and that will be this video. Play the first half, see what happens.
Entering team select screen, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the home team, are selected.
And
ready.
I was just kind of curious who we were playing against, but we're at home anyway.
Into the NFL on EA Sports. Straight ahead, we've got what should be a good one between the Miami Dolphins
and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Miami and Tampa.
With that, let's head over to Raymond James Stadium in Tampa for the call of this one. We bring in our broadcast team, Brandon Godden, and Charles Davis.
And we're about 5 miles northwest of downtown Tampa at beautiful Raymond James Stadium near Florida.
Here we go with that crowd glitch again.
With the echoes of cannon blast still ringing in our ears from the north end zone, the Bucks were introduced a moment ago, and they are all set as their guys will do battle with the Miami Dolphins. Brandon Gunn and Charles Davis, happy to be back alongside you. And I'll tell you what, yes, it's just week two of the preseason, but now they've got one game under their belts and a lot of guys trying to prove some stuff down on the field here today.
Not only that, these coaches like to win. And I used to think it really didn't matter who won in the preseason. Then I watched some of those shows that the NFL does, and you see the coaches in preseason after a loss jumping all over their guys. So I learned one valuable lesson. Wins and losses count no matter what time of year it is.
Well, can I please just... Get. Okay, let me send my Okay, what is this going on? Alright, so can I at least get one touchdown this time?
Got it!
54, right there. 54, Mike.
All day, punk!
Right. Here's Ellington. And he'll be taken down here at about the 23-yard line. Tackle made there by Kiko Alonso.
They tried a quick hitter inside, but that one was swallowed up because what they're hoping, those big defensive linemen will take the bait and move laterally and open up a crease that they can run through. Didn't happen on that play.
Second and 9 now. It's caught by Mike Evans. And he's taken down right at the 45-yard line.
Nice, got a nice
play. A pickup of 32 on the catch and run.
Brandon, we've both been around the game long enough that we know that in pregame, defenses are pretty amped up, aren't they? I mean, they're pounding lockers, and they can't wait to get out there. But when you hit them with some big pass plays early, it takes the starch right out of them.
So the big play moves them all the way across midfield. It's first and 10 from the 45.
Deep grip.
They'll set up to throw. There's the Penn State man. It's Chris Godwin. And he gets this inside the 35-yard line. Add the gain here to the previous play, and it's better than 40 yards total.
Chris Godwin, the former Penn Stater, should see an increase in action and production in 2019 with Adam Humphries and DeSean Jackson gone from the team. 842 yards in 2018, second only to Mike Evans on the Buccaneers.
And he struggles to get a yard here, maybe a yard, down to the 31.
Well, that didn't appear to be a run blitz. He just darted in once he saw the run develop. That appeared to be a case of see ball, get ball.
Check. Walk 54.
Let's go, defenses. Get out the field, defense.
Let's go.
Back to throw here. Looking middle, and it's incomplete. He was looking for Chris Godwin that time, and it's third down. Sometimes those guys taking the seventh round, you can think, oh, maybe he's just happy to be in the league. I don't think that's the case here.
And you know those actor friends that we have? How do they start every script?
How many actor friends? 94.
What's my motivation? Right? Well, this guy's motivation is you got picked in the seventh round, so no one expects you to make the team, let alone have an impact. And we know plenty of guys have done exactly that as seventh rounders.
And you take a look at this draft class from a season ago, really it grades out as a pretty darn good
Come
class.
Move.
So you have to give a lot of credit to the entire scouting organization. General manager, personnel department, college scouts, all came together. They evaluated it very well and got a nice payoff.
Okay, well, I got some yardage.
Here comes the Tampa Bay offense now heading back out onto the field. And last time able to get three. It's not what they wanted. They wanted six, but they got at least something. They mustered something out of the drive.
They'll take it.
Just, I like the way you've described it. Not ideal, but they'll take it. Anything to put some points on the board. But this time on offense,
no getting out of immediately.
The field goal kicker trot on the field. They want that ball in the end zone.
Yeah, they'll be going for six. After one, 7-3 the score on EA Sports. Second quarter now in Tampa Bay. It's the Buccaneers in control of the football as they've got it with a 2nd and 10.
Ready.
They had to run for no gain. Now they'll try again from the 25 on 2nd and 10. On 2nd down, Barber. And he is going to be stopped cold behind the line of scrimmage. It's a loss of 2. Now 3rd down. Plays like we just saw there. That's why they're up right now. And the defense, they're doing their job.
Yeah, it starts with the guys up front. So when you talk with GMs who are putting together a team, a lot of them say, we're going to build from the inside out. Because if you control the line of scrimmage, you control the rest of the ball game. And that's what we're seeing here. They're actually playing in the offense's backfield, not necessarily just playing at the line of scimmage.
And a short gain there as he'll get it up only to about the 24. Just a 1 yard pickup there, and it'll be 4th down.
Yeah, it's again. I think I got my 80 XP for getting some yardage for passing. But
and Tampa Bay trots out there now, and on the last go around, they really couldn't get anything going.
They had to punt from deep inside their own territory, which means you're going to lose the field position battle as a general rule. What they're looking for now is a little more consistency. Move the ball at least a few times on offense. Get a couple of first downs and hopefully flip the field.
Yeah, just something to build off of. That's what they're looking for here. Yeah, give him 4 yards there. It'll be 2nd and 6. Our score 10-3 with 2 minutes remaining in quarter number 2.
In the first half.
At the half, a reminder, we go back to Orlando to check in with Jonathan Coachman. He'll have a look back at our first half, as well as a look ahead to what's coming up later this weekend. On 2nd down now, it's Barber, and he is swallowed up right at the line of scrimmage. Now the Dolphins going to burn the first of their timeouts. So as they take it over, we step aside.
Ready up.
The Dolphins bring...
Yeah, I can do that too.
Entering pause screen. Call timeout.
Got an extra defensive back on 3rd down. Now the Bucs going to use the first of their timeouts. So as they take it over, we step aside.
Let's go, AQ Gator.
Man, I got you.
They'll look to throw. That is caught. It's Perriman. 23 yards, the final tally.
There you go. There's my
watch, but you only got 3 points. You're kind of hoping that that type of play there gives you some positive momentum going into the half.
Yeah, I need to do something to get more than that 3 number that they have on the scoreboard right now. They're going to look to throw. Evans has it left side. And he is tackled inside the 40, not quite to the 35. Another
there
good
we
gain.
Go.
That's now 35 yards combined on those last 2 plays.
First and 10 at the 37-yard line.
This offense finding its legs now. Here's another 1st and 10.
Be grip.
They'll look to throw here. That's caught by the big tight end, O.J. Howard. And brought down, but not before they're inside the 25. Another nice gain, 13 yards that time, and another 1st down.
And with the Buccaneers' new coaching staff, you have to figure they're going to want to use O.J. Howard a little bit more this season. 34 catches, 565 yards last year, but that was in only 10 games. 6'6", 251, and
can
find a way to get him the ball as they just did there.
Throwing on 1st down, but this one winds up to be incomplete. As we thought they might do here in week two of the preseason, they'd left their starting quarterback out there for this second quarter, but I would imagine we will not see him after halftime.
Yeah, this is the time of year you've got to get your backup some reps and make sure you protect your starting quarterback.
And they'll bring him down at the 18-yard line. 6 yards is the pickup, and that'll lead to a third down.
But that's what you're looking for when you want to throw the ball downfield. You want one of those guys who can play out on the perimeter, can play out wide, who can not only get open, but when they're covered, can uncover themselves downfield and create catches.
And he takes it down to the 13 and picks up the first. Give him the third down conversion, 5 yards on the play. And this should be the final play before the quarter ends.
Yeah, let's get a sack lunch.
We can't do it.
So we have reached halftime with a touchdown. That's the difference on the scoreboard. As we toss it an hour or so east of here to Orlando, it's Jonathan Coachman with our EA Sports Halftime Report.
Okay, Brandon, thanks very much. We'll get back to you and Charles in just a minute. Week two of the preseason is upon us. We've got two more after this one, and then we get it all started as we normally do on the first Thursday after Labor Day. In our game, the defenses look to be ready for the regular season. Maybe not the offenses just yet, but still a half to go.
Well, I think I got some of my goals this time. Did not get... .150. And we're out of the game, so we'll see if we take home the win or not.
So a victory here for the Miami Dolphins. And you look back over the score sheet. Interesting. A very clean game. No turnovers by either side.
An absolute rarity when we watch games now, because defenses have put such an emphasis on taking the ball away. Well, what we saw here was offenses spending their time saying, look, you know they're coming for it. Ball security is paramount. So they worked on that, not just a week of practice, but I'm sure all during training camp. Make sure when you have it, tuck it away, because danger lurks everywhere you turn.
So that'll do it for us. For my partner, Charles Davis, and all the hardworking men and women on our crew, I'm Brandon Gaughton. You've been watching the NFL right here on EA Sports. With that, we bid you good night from Tampa.
Post-game report player stats.
I have better player stats.
Entering
this time around.
Statistics screen player stats. Team Mia. Team Mia. Team Mia.
Mia? What
Team
the?
Mia. Team TG.
Oh.
Team Mia. Team Mia. Team
okay,
Mia.
But that's...
Team TG. Team TG. Team TG. Player name S player. QB rating 115.6.
My quarterback rating is 115.
Completions 6.
Six completions that time. That's way better than
attempts 8.
Attempts 8.
Passing yards 98.
98 passing yards. Okay.
Completion percentage 75.
75% completion.
Passing touchdowns 0.
Passing touchdown 0. Yeah, I needed to get those.
Interception 0.
We didn't get any
ABG
touchdowns.
ABG yards per attempt 12.2. Longest pass 32.
32 yards, longest pass. Huh, I know. I mean, I'll take that.
Post game report play. Finish game. Entering XP feedback screen, you have 2 options. You have 15 options. Fantasy goals is selected.
305 total XP, okay. 98 passing yards. 17 down. Alright, didn't score a touchdown, so that was a goal. Score 1 to pass. 90 XP, okay. Alright, so I got... I only got two out of the... like... I only got two out of the four goals or however many goals there were.
Entering franchise hub screen things to do. View box score is selected. View message, head coach is selected.
Alright, well, we did better. Well, let's see what he says. Nice game, super sorrow. The offense is looking pretty good out there. Which unit played the best in your opinion? The receivers, the blockers, the quarterback. So I can give credit to myself and say the quarterback. I'm gonna go with the receivers. I'd say the receivers. And I say, these receivers are incredible, man. The speed and athleticism is off the charts. And let's see, I got what a... 3,000 XP. Plus 3 CIT for all wide receivers and tight ends. I don't know what CIT is.
Entering franchise hub screen things to do. Advance week. View box score is selected. Advance week.
I'm going to advance the week,
things
but I'm not going
to do,
gonna
you
play.
Have two options. Next week is selected.
Start your week by installing your game plan.
Well,
start weekly view message, head coach is selected.
Let's see what he has to say. I'll do what we have to do until we have to play the game. Nice job last week. I hope you're ready to take the training wheels off. Because we're giving you 3 full quarters. Build on last week. Keep improving. We'll be using the game film this week to solidify the best 53 players on this team. Okay, so this week essentially counts because it's week 3 of the preseason. So let's see, what is it? Score one or more touchdowns, running or passing, and throw fewer than 2 interceptions. I think I can do the whole interception part. We'll see what happens. It's 3 quarters now to since we're building, so we got 3 full quarters now to.
Entering franchise hub screen things to do. Play preseason game. Start weekly training. Play preseason game. Play preseason game is selected. Play preseason. Start weekly train. Start
simulate.
Weekly train. Simulate 637 XP.
The training.
Advance week. Play preseason game. Advance week.
Alright, so. Just curious to see.
In my play. League news.
What is the news?
Entering screen filter. You have 3 options. Top stories 3 is selected.
3 top stories, let's see what they are. Interested to see what the Patriots can get for Doran Harmon if the trade talk is true. Doran Harmon and the Patriots will be parting ways soon. That's the talk. Hashtag believe LT. TB lose. The Buccaneers were defeated by the Dolphins at home 13-10. Okay, well, that's all you gotta say about that.
Entering franchise hub screen news. Team, things to do, you have two options. Sliders, settings. Things to do, you advance replay preseason game is selected.
Alright guys, and with that.
Entering warning pop-up, are you sure you want to quit? No. Yes.
I'm going to quit franchise.
Entering main menu screen, but superstars.
And that will be this video. Hope everybody enjoyed the video. Again, sorry for the stream. I'm gonna figure that out with Restream. Why it's been, you know, disconnecting and all that. Glad I got my capture card working and all that good stuff. It's awesome. And it's great. So we were drafted in the 7th round because, well, I was figuring out that combine, figuring out how, you know, with OCR, what everything, what was going on. This game is not perfect. The TTS isn't quite there yet. You know, it doesn't read everything, but either A, we're gonna get updates in due time, you know, in a couple months, you know, in like a month or two, that will hopefully improve some of this. Or we're gonna get, you know, updates next year. Either way, it's gonna be amazing. This is amazing, you know, now. Like, what we have now is amazing. Being able to read depth chart, I haven't gotten a depth chart yet, but you can read them. I'm in a cloud franchise right now with Daryl Bowles, aka Vote for Life 3657, or where I can't. And he's got a cloud franchise that, well, is currently broken, and it says that Titans beat my Eagles 35-0 when the game has not been played yet, so that's kind of broken. I will definitely be streaming that. You know, look out for that whenever that gets fixed. But I'm gonna let you guys all go. Hope you enjoyed this video, and there will definitely be more continuation of this now that I got my capture card back working. Let's see what else. I'm gonna do a lot of Ultimate Team this year. I started it in early access, but I'm gonna do more. A whole bunch of stuff is coming up. Look forward to that, everybody, and look forward to more flight simming too. I forgot about that. There will be more of that, more Pilot's Life, more Fly Virtual. So, also, I may put up a Mortal Kombat 11 video now that I have my capture card working, and I can finish this story mode now that it works. So. With that, wow, and I can't believe it's actually still starting to stop the stream. There's some serious problems with the stream right now. Anyway, bye everybody, and see you next time. Right on cue.